Torej, kot prvo današnjo depešo bomo poslušali depešo, ki je napisal diplomat iz Rima, ameriški diplomat iz Rima David H. Thorne 27. oktobra 2009. Depešo je naslovil Italija, škandali zahtevali svoj davek pri Berlusconijevem osebnem in političnem zdravju. Klasificiral je kot zaupno in kot nam že sam naslov pove, bo govora o premijevi fizični in psihični utrujenosti, ki so ga povzročili razne afere, tako na političnem kot na osebnem nivoju. Thorne omenja Berlusconijevo ločitev od njegove tedanje žene Veronike Lario, civilno tožbo proti njemu za 750 000 evrov, njegove žurerske nagnjenja, teorije zarote, ki jih premije vidi povsod in podobne intrige. Pri tem se ambasador naslanja na pogovor med z dvema italijanskima vladnima in službencema, ki v depeši nista imenovana. Seveda pa gre za uredniško politiko Wikileaksa, ki pač noče povzročati brezpotrebne kolateralne škode, bolj ali manj naključno vpletenih v ameriške diplomatske zadeve. Depešo bomo razen enega odstavka poslušali v celoti.
First summary. Though Prime Minister Berlusconi's parliamentary majority is strong and nobody is yet willing to predict his political demise, a growing list of scandals, adverse court decisions and health issues have weakened him and led some erstwhile Berlusconi allies to begin hedging their bets on his political longevity. In a soaring political environment, talk of conspiracy theories often trumps real political debate and distracts the Berlusconi government from pursuing or even developing a coherent political agenda. Ex in separate conversations with the embassy recently described the prime minister in strikingly similar terms. Ex told the ambassador October 23rd that Berlusconi is physically and politically weak, describing the normally hyperactive Berlusconi as not energetic. Ex told an embassy political officer October 22nd that we are all worried about his health, noting that Berlusconi has fainted 3 times in public in recent years and that his medical tests have come back a complete mess. Ex said Berlusconi's frequent late nights and penchant for partying hard mean he doesn't get sufficient rest. The Italian press reported October 22nd that Berlusconi has a mild case of scarlet fever, which he reportedly contracted from his grandchild. Note, Berlusconi dozed off briefly during the ambassador's initial courtesy call in September and looked distracted and tired at an October 19th event attended by the ambassador. X termed Berlusconi overwhelmed with private concerns. He noted that Berlusconi has felt alienated from his family since his wife, Veronica Lario, set off a public uproar by publishing an open letter last spring asking for a divorce and accusing the 74-year-old prime minister of consorting with minors. Lario is reportedly asking for 50% of Berlusconi's personal assets, plus 100 million euros in yearly support. At the same time, according to X, Berlusconi is afraid he will need to liquidate important business assets to make the 750 million euro payment ordered by a civil court. X added that a Palermo-based mafia investigation involving ex Berlusconi ally and confidant already convicted of ties to organized crime could turn into a damaging public spectacle. Leading to conspiracy theories. A number of embassy contacts have described the political environment dominated by conspiracy theories. In the wake of the two court rulings, Berlusconi accused President of the Republic Napolitano of working against him and lashed out emotionally against the judicial system in general. X told the ambassador that Berlusconi's outburst had led to frosty relations with Napolitano and said the episode has made him appear weak. Several freedom of people, PDL, Il Popolo della Libertà, officials have hinted darkly to use Osiroma to us that institutional forces are trying to unseat Berlusconi. Note, in Italian political parlance, institutional forces can serve to mean one of many groups operating and wielding influence behind the scenes. Business groups, intelligence services, Freemasons, the Vatican, the magistracy, the United States, etc. While Italians are notably conspiracy-minded, their paranoia, at least as far as Italian domestic politics go, has historically been well-founded. X confided that Berlusconi believes the Italian intelligence services might have deliberately entrapped him in his alleged affair involving a minor. During X's conversation with the embassy political officer, Berlusconi called X to confide that an arrest was imminent of four Italian carabinieri believed to be blackmailing the Lazio regional governor with a sex tape. Note, the story of the Lazio governor and the transsexual prostitute exploded in the press a few days later. X told the embassy officer that this case has convinced Berlusconi that he cannot trust his own intelligence services. Separately, on October 21st, Northern League leader Umberto Bossi, commenting on Berlusconi's troubles, told the ambassador that organized crime figures had probably set the trap for Berlusconi on some of the sex scandals, but that nobody denies that Berlusconi willingly went for the bait. In a reply of the foreign press-induced scandals of last spring and summer, a London Times article accusing Italian troops in Afghanistan of paying off Taliban insurgents sparked speculation in and out of the government of Italy that the United States government might have leaked the information to discredit the Berlusconi government. Moreover, it is not uncommon these days for Il Popolo della Libertà politicians to speculate via the press or even directly to embassy officers that the new US administration would like to see the Berlusconi government fall. Some even believe the United States government is actively undermining Berlusconi. The ambassador recently probed X and Foreign Minister Franco Frattini to determine whether they shared this belief, both aware that they thought Berlusconi's relationship with the US administration was strong. And palace intrigue. And One of Berlusconi's would-be heirs, Chamber of Deputies President Gianfranco Fini, picked one of his periodic fights with Berlusconi in September, ostensibly over euthanasia and living wills. But the real issues were Berlusconi's non-democratic leadership style inside the party and the growing weight of the Northern League, LN. More recently, the powerful Minister of Economy, Giulio Tremonti, has openly challenged Berlusconi on fiscal policy, leading to talks simultaneously of his possible resignation as well as the possibility he was seeking to eventually succeed Berlusconi. In response to a direct question from the ambassador, X said there was a small but unlikely possibility the government could fall. X told us Tremonti, Fini and former Minister of Interior Giuseppe Pisanu are laying the groundwork for a post-Berlusconi succession struggle, but felt the government remains stable for the time being. As well as erratic decisions. Berlusconi might be gaffe-prone when speaking off the cuff, but he has historically shown himself astute as strategic messaging. Those skills were noticeably absent in a recent incident which provoked both criticism and head-stretching from Berlusconi friends and foe alike. Ahead of a three-day trip to Russia to celebrate Vladimir Putin's birthday in mid-October, Berlusconi put out a press line that the visit was a strictly private affair. This announcement was met with disbelief and some mockery. Adding to the mystery, however, the day before his departure, Berlusconi cancelled his participation in the state visit of Jordan's King Abdullah of Jordan, staying in Milan with the explanation that he was feeling under the weather. Berlusconi, who prides himself on his personal relationships with key Middle East interlocutors, thus unavoidably left the impression that, in choosing private fun over statecraft, he was husbanding his flagging energies for a blowout party at Putin's private dacha, which is a large country house in Russia. With the further news that Berlusconi was accompanied on the trip solely by Valentino Valentini, an unofficial intermediary bagman who serves as Berlusconi's interpreter, Italy's political class openly questioned whether Berlusconi was going to Russia principally because the scrutiny of his private time by Italian and foreign photographers had made parties in Italy too risky for the time being. Comment. Sex scandals, criminal investigations, family problems, and financial concerns appear to be weighing heavily on Berlusconi's personal and political health, as well as on his decision-making ability. It is too early to begin speculating about Berlusconi's political demise, and Berlusconi has a well-known knack for rebounding. However, though most are trying hard not to be too obvious about it, some of Berlusconi's own lieutenants have apparently decided it is not too early to begin laying the groundwork for il dopo, as Italians call the potential post-Berlusconi era. In this soaring political environment, conspiracy theories have all but supplanted serious political debate. Septel will address the implications of Berlusconi's fortunes on how we do business with the government.
All you couldn't do today. Celebration.